This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Stay tuned for the next 4 minutes of practical insight and encouragement from the Bible for your daily walk with Christ. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
Do you ever wonder why you were put on this earth in the first place? If that's the case, the next 4 minutes could change your life. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, how to fulfill God's eternal purpose for my life. I was talking to a group of students one day, discussing our reason for being on earth. One said the reason we were on earth is to bring glory to God. He cited the Westminster Catechism. Man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. I agreed, pointing out that that's what God says in His Word. Even everyone that is called by My name, for I have created him for My glory. God has created me for His glory. So I asked the student, okay, how do you go about that? How do you glorify God? And one of them gave an unbelievable answer. He said, I've never even thought about that. Imagine that. Our main purpose for being on earth, and he had never thought about it. Have you? Let's look at the Bible for a few minutes. Man was created to glorify God. Man was created in the image of God. And man was created for fellowship with God. God walked with man in the garden in the cool of the day. But then sin entered into the picture. Glory was changed to dishonor. Genesis 6:5 says, God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thought of his heart was only evil continually. The image was marred, and fellowship was broken. So God set up a temporary system of animal sacrifices and temple priests who could represent man to God and God to man. And then, in the fullness of time, God sent his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to bring man back into a living, personal relationship with himself. The Bible says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Once again, it became possible for man to live to the praise of his glory. But how? Well, let's ask, has there ever been a person on this earth who has lived to the glory of God every minute of every day of his life? Yes, but just one, Jesus himself. Jesus said, I have glorified thee on the earth. So the only way I will ever be able to fulfill God's great purpose for my life is to become like Jesus. And of course, that is what God has in mind for us, to be conformed to the image of his Son. Now, how do you become like a person? You become like a person through fellowship with him, by being near that person. Have you ever seen two people who were celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary? They not only act alike, they like the same things. They look alike. So we must spend much time in the presence of Christ that our lives might take on his likeness. The Bible says that we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. How then do we fellowship with Christ on a daily basis? By spending time in His Word, by which He speaks to us, and by spending time in prayer, through which we can share our hearts with Him. A daily time in the Word and in prayer, in fellowship with the Savior, will help us become conformed to His image and live to His glory. May God bless you as you live your life to the glory of God.
The Bible is a treasure chest of God's promises for us today. To help you discover and claim those promises, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. To receive your free copy, write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship